Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as...
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Common Ground Golf Course here in Aurora, Colorado, it's another episode of the H-Train Show with the Goose. Today, our only mission... I don't even think we have that set up, actually.
Oh, no. It's not plugged in anyway. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. Our only mission here is to show our men and women all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
Hi. H-Train? Oh, I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone. I'm the Goose. Thanks for riding along with us today. Dude, I don't know if you've noticed, neither of us is all that focused today, so it's going to be a hell of a show.
Yeah, probably.
Hell of a show. Okay, so before we get started, there are several ways that you can listen to us. You can listen on Military Brotherhood Radio. That's mbradio.us. You can also listen on irnbroadcast.com, or we have this really cool new thing. It's known as an app that you can get on your smartphone. Whether you have an Android or an iPhone, it don't matter. You can listen.
You don't say.
So download it today. And you can also check out more info and follow along with us on Facebook and Twitter. Just look up H-Train Show on there. You'll find us. It's a big red and blue logo. It's pretty awesome.
Actually.
Or orange and blue, excuse me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
As I said, not focused. And we also have our text line, you guys, 720-619-0627. So text along with the show today, and you can even text any time during the week or whatever. If you see something funny and you want to share it with us, go for it. We like to hear from you.
All the time.
So, yeah. What are you doing?
Well, while you're reading it, I'm going to hook that thing up so that...
Oh, I don't care. he's wandering around, distracting me. Today's interview is really awesome. We interview Jen Troyer. She's a realtor extraordinaire who works with an organization called Homes for Heroes. And she's going to tell us all about it. It's super cool. And instead of a discussion or something like that today, we have Goose's Games. And today's game is called Junk in the Trunk.
Junk in my rump. Junk in the trunk.
This has actually been on our poll for a few weeks now, and it finally won. So here we are.
Here we are. We're going to see how well it goes.
Yeah, so we'll go live on Facebook for that as well as, you know, be on our regular microphones. So you'll be able to listen or view whichever you prefer. And we have a tribute to the troops today for Raby. Is the name I have here.
Yeah, Brandy said to pronounce it. I have no idea what she's talking about. Maybe you do. But she said it's pronounced Raby like the raccoon.
Well, I don't think we need to associate it with that. But I don't know. Raby. So it's spelled R-A-B-E, I guess is why we needed clarification. So, and at the end of the show, we have our two-minute warning. Or we'll tell you about what we're doing next week, and we'll tell you what we learned today. But I want to talk about what we're going to do next week right now, because, look, it's working. Fantastic. So, yeah, next week we're going to be at Harley-Davidson.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that.
Remember we were there in February during the blizzard?
Yeah.
And we were all excited. It was our first remote as, you know, our new team here, you and I. So I was super...
The blizzard.
We are?
I think so.
I feel like that might have been done before.
Yeah, well,
although, what's his name? The news guy was supposed to be out there, and they even bailed.
Yeah.
Channel 7?
7, 6, 5, 4, you know, 3, 2, 1. One of those news channels.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Jeremy Hubbard. That's who I'm thinking of. He's the coolest.
Jeremy Hubbard. Yeah. Well, you know, he's a pretty good friend of mine. He won an award.
He did.
For his documentation with the, you know, troops that are still serving.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so he got an award. If you're unfamiliar with Jeremy Hubbard, he is an anchor on Fox 31 News based in Colorado.
Yeah.
So
he's the evening guy.
He's the evening.
Yeah.
Evening gown. It's a good damn river.
It's a good news channel. I don't really watch the evening news. Sorry, Jeremy.
Well, usually I'm most more people of
a
morning. Don't.
Well, I'm a well. Well, then he's got a pretty sweet gig.
Well, look, I
nobody
tell you
watches.
What.
But everyone knows who you are.
Let's just be truthful here.
Okay.
The people that really listen to our show are like fanatics.
Really cool.
They're really cool.
Yeah.
Or friends and family of ours, okay? And people that watch the news channel, it's because they did a story and they're like, hey, everybody, turn to this channel at this time. They did a story on me. So everybody turns in and watches the news. Cause
no,
I mean,
I think it depends on what your schedule is. I mean, some people don't get up early enough to watch the morning news. That only goes until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Sometimes 9 o'clock, depending on the network. But I think Fox 31 ends at 9, the morning news. And then they do, like, a couple hours of other programming. I think they play Kelly and Ryan or something. And then every day with Chris Parente and what's-her-face, Kathy J is on there.
Kathy J.
And then they do the noon news. And then they have other stuff. And then the evening news. So, again, I think it just kind of depends on when you get up every day. I mean, if you work the night shift, maybe, you know, you probably get up and watch the evening news and then go to work.
Let's talk about you, though.
Oh,
okay?
Sure.
Do you watch the news every single day?
Well, not since I didn't get cable.
Okay.
But yes, I do try and watch the news in some capacity every day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I just like to stay informed because I hate being that person where people come up to you and, oh my God, did you hear about the, you know, the blah de blah? And you're like, I had no idea. I just hate being that person that's totally oblivious to the world. And granted, the news is not a fun program to watch most of the time.
No, not anymore. It's
but
I just
like to know what's going on out there.
It's very political. And like, I used to love Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
But, like, Saturday Night Live, I don't know when they started changing, but now
the
I don't
90s?
Find... Yeah, now I don't find it funny because, guess what? Every single Saturday Night Live skit has something to do with politics. And since I don't really follow politics, I don't find it humorous.
Yeah. I mean, I follow them enough to get it, but I'm just kind of sick of it at this point that I don't want to laugh about it or even really think about it anymore.
Right.
I'd rather just take a break from it, you know, for one Saturday night.
Well, you and everybody else.
Well, it's kind of one of those things. Well, I'm starting to understand, like, I feel like as I grow older, or maybe it's just on everybody's mind lately, but it seems like it really is, like, something that we need to pay attention to do in some capacity.
What, politics or Saturday Night Live?
Politics.
Oh. I was going to say.
I mean, you have to know what's going on. Otherwise, you're one of those ignorant people that don't know what's going on.
Like me.
Yeah. Well, you were in the military, though, so you kind of know what's going on. You kind of.
Yeah, you know.
Kind of, a little bit.
That's the one.
Where the hell have you been, soldier?
Training, sir.
Training, sir. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's one thing that really irritated the shit out of me was whenever we was deployed, CNN knew the information before our squad leader knew to brief us.
Oh, well, that That isn't right.
Yeah.
Well, what's the matter with this picture, America?
Right? Hello?
I don't know. That's crazy. So, did you have a nice weekend?
I did.
You had a birthday.
I had a birthday.
Like a real one this time. I know I wished you happy birthday last week.
Right.
But that's because you confused me by getting your fundraiser started a week early.
Yeah, you know, and our goal was like $3,000. And we've made almost, we've made a little over 300 and some dollars. And I don't think that's too bad. You know, all that money will go into NBR. We'll maintain the station. And, you know, we've got a lot of shows coming up. But it was a great birthday. I got my Dairy Queen cake.
Oh, you get. See, that's awesome.
I get my
Dairy Queen cakes. I get them even not on my birthday.
And then Cass took me to Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, she does not like Outback.
Well, that's awfully nice that she would take you there, even if she doesn't like it. Well, so where would she go if she could pick?
And I knew you was going to go in that direction and ask that question. So when Cass has a birthday, I take her to Texas Roadhouse. Cass is a country girl.
What is the difference
between Texas Roadhouse? Because
I've been to both, and they both have steaks and potatoes.
One plays country, the other plays real music.
Oh, so it's all about the music
environment.
Being played. Okay.
The environment,
see,
yeah.
The last time I was at Texas Roadhouse, though, they were very nice, and they actually said, like, oh, welcome back, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, actually, I've never been here before. This is my first visit. And she was like, oh, well, come on back, you know, tomorrow. And I was like, nope.
Nope.
I don't know. Maybe
it's expensive. It's expensive to eat at restaurants anymore now.
Well, I mean, I just got, like, a salad with steak on it, but, like, I don't know. It seems so simple.
Yeah.
Everything on their I feel like Outback has a few more options maybe too, but like Texas Roadhouse, like it's just all steak and like green beans or potato. Like that's all your options.
Oh, don't forget your smashing peanuts.
Is probably the location.
Texas Roadhouse. You grab peanuts. You crack them open. You know, like the Dumbo kind of peanuts?
Yeah.
You crack them open, and you throw them on the floor.
Yeah, that wasn't happening at the one that I was at.
Oh, you need to go to this Texas Roadhouse here. Oh,
yeah, don't go to the one off Santa Fe if you want to throw peanuts all over the place. But, it was good food and everything. It was just, I would rather go to Outback. Sorry, Cassie.
and then I really enjoyed it. My big thing was,
You guys got to
ride.
Yeah, the ride.
So
it was raining, but you had fun anyway.
So we rode. Cass hated it. She found out the hard way that rain hurts when you're going fast. So we found out that Avalanche Harley here in Colorado, they're open on Sundays. All Harley Davidsons are closed on Sundays, but Avalanche is actually open.
I thought that was like a law or something.
Well, so, yeah. All right. So, I found the perfect time to go bike shopping is on Sundays. Because they have the blue law. So, I got to sit
blue
there.
Law.
Yeah. So, that's the reason why car dealerships are closed on Sundays. And
I live right next to one.
Colorado, you can't talk about bikes or talk about selling vehicles on Sundays.
You can't even talk about it.
You can't talk about it because that guy can't.
Oh my gosh.
So the guy started coming
up
to me.
I could have been arrested.
The guy started coming up to me Sunday talking to me about, you know, about getting a bike. And he's like, you know, this is a stupid law, but whatever, man. So the blue law means we can't, like, you know, blah, 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 you know. And I looked over at Cass and I'm like, okay, so then why is he talking to me? Yeah. And she's like, be nice.
Yeah, you do have to be nice.
Yeah,
you're kind of a butthead sometimes.
I'm butthead all the time. my official name is the bridge burner here lately. So But we're going to go on a music break. But when we come back off that music break, I'll explain to you why I'm burning bridges. So whatever you do,
Hooba stank.
Stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
Stick around.
Stick around. And we'll, when we come back off the music break, Jen Troyer, Home for Heroes. So here we go.
Yeah. this is Abby Martinez. I'm a public figure and model, and you're listening to The H Train Show.
All right, everybody.
All right, everybody.
We're back. You're listening to The H Train Show with The Goose right here on MBR and IRN. And, you know, I'm going to steal your notes like a
mass
goose. Yes, because I forgot to write the stuff down. We have our
special interview of the week.
She is the realtor for Cell State
Realty.
Realty. I can't
Realty.
Pronounce it. Say that twice. And they have a program.
A super special program.
Yeah, it's called Homes for Heroes. And I have not a clue what it's all about, but Jennifer, she's on the line. She's going to talk to us.
She's on the front lines, as it were.
Yes. She's going to tell us all about this. Jennifer, thank you so much for giving us your time. We know that you're extremely busy.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. So tell us more about, you know, what you do and how this program works.
Well, the Homes for Heroes program is a program where 25% of my commission and my broker's commission, because we do it together, he was actually in the Marines as a Navy guy himself. So this is an awesome program that we offer to several groups of heroes, one being military, hospital, like nurses, doctors, anybody who works in the medical field, teachers, firefighters, cops, all those kind of heroes that we have. And what it does is it gives 25% back to the hero after closing, whether they're buying or selling a house. And then 5% actually goes back to the Homes for Heroes program, and they give out that 5% to different things that are happening around the world, like relief, to help people who are suffering from hurricane disasters or whatever.
Very cool.
So that's how that works.
Well, what's the latest thing that you guys have helped out with your 5%?
Well, I actually don't do that. We give that. It actually goes back to Homes for Heroes, which is a corporation or a business up in Minnesota. So I'm not, you know, I could look that up for you. I have no idea what they've
done
as of recently. but as just in Colorado, we do a bunch of things of just going out and volunteering at different things, whether it's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for officers and different programs of giving socks and stuff over to veterans that are homeless, that kind of thing. But we just do that on our own as a, we're here to help, but not, you know,
so is
that
the,
makes sense.
So is the Homes for Heroes, is that like, I know that it's a program, but it, does it have its own like kind of nonprofit?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So if you were to go to look it up, and look up Homes for Heroes on, you could get some more information about them. And you can also type in a zip code where you're looking to find somebody who is an agent that works, as part of Homes for Heroes.
Like you?
Yes. Like,
okay.
Like me and my broker, Michael. Yes, both.
Very cool. So did you, when you started working for this realty company, did they have this in place already, or did it kind of get developed over time?
It's gotten developed over time. It's been there for at least the last 2 years that I can think of, maybe more. And they've closed several different deals with different agents in the office of where we've been able to give, because it's nice to get a closing check or a check back after closing. When you're buying something, because you don't always get money back. You're always paying tons and tons of money. But this way it gives you 25% of, you know,
that's a big chunk,
commission.
Too.
It is.
Cool. Well, very cool.
Well, my thing is a lot of veterans are going for the VA loans. Now, if they go through the VA loans, and Jennifer, I know she's very much aware and knows how to handle a VA loan, and it's kind of hard to find a realtor that wants to deal with that, to be honest with you. But how does that affect this Home for Heroes program, or does it not affect it whatsoever at all?
It doesn't affect it whatsoever at all. Actually, if you find a lender who actually works for, who's associated with Homes for Heroes, then you would be getting some perks back from them at closing as well. So even with a VA loan, if you're working with a lender who is connected with Homes for Heroes, they have their own incentives to give back to that hero at the time after close as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I don't know. See, Goose, Jennifer Goose isn't military, but she...
No, unfortunately.
She
I'd have been pretty great.
she paints a picture for a lot of people, and she helps me a lot. But just so you know, Goose, with a VA loan, basically all it is it's a co-signer.
Hmm, okay.
And you don't have to put any money down.
Well, that's kind of nice, I guess. Yeah. I've never had to ask for a big loan, but okay.
Yes. It's a great program. The VA program is a great program, and it really just, it's different upon whether or not, I mean, it's definitely something you have to talk to a lender about, because as I'm not a lender and don't have all the ins and outs about that, but yeah, it's a guaranteed loan from the government for usually 100% of the loan.
Have you had any... I don't know, unique experiences working with this program? Like maybe the people that you sold to were, it was a unique situation or something like that?
No, not at all. It's actually just been a great thing. I think everybody just ends up really happy that they're getting a check back, and that they've been able to buy a home. And, you know, it's a huge purchase, but it's also like, one of those dreams that you have of owning something. So it always ends up being like a good thing.
Cool. And do you work with, veterans or military of all ages, or is it, you know, pretty much like young families or just young people looking to buy their first home?
You know, my personal experience has been mostly people who aren't in the military anymore, but they're still fairly young. I mean, I feel old, so they're younger than I am.
Yeah.
I've had a number of clients that have done VA loans, and everything seems to go really well. So you just have to have a good lender and a good realtor working for you, and it usually is a pretty smooth transaction.
Cool. Well, how do we get in touch with you? What area of, is it all of Colorado that you do, or is there a particular area that you're in?
I would have to say that, I mean, Homes for Heroes probably throughout all of Colorado, but me specifically, I pretty much try to stay around the Denver metro area and all the suburbs up to Longmont, as far south as maybe Castle Rock.
Okay, well, that's a pretty big area.
Yes,
good for you.
It is, and I know it all, yes. Very well.
So how do we, if I were a veteran or, you know, someone looking to buy in that area, how would we get in touch with you?
Well, if you're looking to buy or sell, because it also saves you on the other side of selling as well.
Oh, looky there. I didn't even think about that.
Woohoo. You can get hold of me by giving me a phone call, or I can give you my website. My phone number is 303-587-8383, and my website is jennifertsellshomes.com.
Perfect. Well, there you have it, folks. Give her a shout.
And I know Jennifer pretty well. Like, she has no problem selling houses at all. So she has your best interest in hand. A lot of realtors aren't like that. Like, a lot of realtors, though. They'll be like cutthroats, you know?
Easy. My mom's a realtor.
Yeah,
No, she is an honest woman.
Right. We try to do both, even, you know my husband well, and we try to do as much as we can to give back. So, you know all the stuff that he does out at his golf course.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's good.
Well, before we go into our last question, the question that I was going to ask is do you have any tips or advice for veteran listeners that are looking to purchase a home, that are looking to take advantage of this new program out there? That maybe we didn't ask. Is there any tips or suggestions?
I guess my first and biggest thing about buying a home is always to speak to a lender first.
Okay.
And find one that knows the VA program. And I would find somebody also, you can call me and I can hook you up with a lender that also works for the Homes for Heroes program. So you're getting the benefit of both. But to be pre-approved and ready to go with a loan is the biggest part of finding a house. And especially here in Colorado right now with all the houses moving off the market so quickly, if you're not pre-approved, somebody's not going to even look at your offer.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Very key, everybody. Well, let's do...
It's that time.
It's time to shine.
We're going to play a little bumper, Jen, and then after the bumper's done... we'll explain to you what the time to shine is. So,
bump it.
Time to shine. Maybe we didn't ask you the right question or set you up for the right answer. And there's something that you would like to get off your chest that you wanted to make sure that it's added on to this interview for our listeners. You have the next 2 minute platform to say whatever you would like to say, and I'll go ahead and give you the mic.
Okay. Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. No, all I have to say is there's only one thing I have to say is thank you to everybody who has served our country or is serving our country currently. That to me is a huge thing, and I'm very appreciative for it.
That's really nice.
That's yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, once again, everybody, hold on, Jennifer, and I'll talk to you on the other side. But for everybody, once again, this is Jennifer Troyer. She is part of the Sell State Realty. And the program that she's been talking to us about is the Homes for Heroes. Okay, so it was Homes for Heroes, not
Homes for Heroes.
Oh, okay.
You were the knucklehead that said Hero Home. That's a different one.
Okay. All right.
That was even before the show started. So.
Hey, everybody, guess what? So me and Goose was talking, and Goose said that next week's remote, she's going to get in a bikini.
No.
And she's going to take pictures
kidding.
Of Harley.
It was a joke, people. I don't know, though. You know what? Get on Facebook or Twitter, like our page, and who knows? If you suggest things enough, apparently we do them. So,
hey, maybe we should do Joel in bikini or Goose in bikini. Let's see.
Well,
which
we should get you coconuts. We should do like a luau at some point, just so you could wear coconuts.
All right. Well, it's that time, everybody. We're going to go on a music break and. When we come back, it's that time that you've been waiting for.
Oh,
it is that junk in the trunk, so whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the Ace Train Show with the Goose right here on MBRN.
IRN.
Hot air. So hot and hurt. so hot, yeah. Oh. Want a little bit of, and a little bit of, a little bit of, just a little bit of, just a little bit of, just a little bit of. I was like, good gracious, ass.
With a little bit of, let it hang all out. let's forget about it.
Hi, my name is Joe Lewis. I'm the CEO of Angels of America's Fallen, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, we are back, and you're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
We're again back.
Right here.
Speaking
on NBR
back,
and IRN. Yes.
We're about to back those things up.
Back that ass up.
This game's literally going to take about 5 minutes, so.
Right, so we're going to be, we're going to
stall a little bit first.
Just a little.
And, I don't know.
I can't believe people didn't like the pie in the face game.
Well, I think it might have been too similar to the egg in the on the head thing that we did last time.
Maybe.
Maybe everyone's just.
Which Goose won, by the way.
Yes. Yes, I did. That was my first win. I'm pretty sure as far as all of our games go, it's like 5-1. So, I don't know. How do we win this one? Explain to me how this works.
Okay, so basically what's going to happen is when we get ready to do this, I'm going to tie a tissue box to my waist.
You're
going to do the same thing.
Oh, boy.
And what we've done is we're going to set the clock to 60 seconds.
Set the clocks to stun.
Yep. And
oh, no.
The,
60 seconds.
I'm going to, because our video volunteer helper, I hope she's okay, she's not here today.
Yeah.
I'm going to video you. Doing the twerk, the shake, whatever
the
you want to call
it. The junk in the trunk dance.
So there's 9 ping pong balls, and out of those 9, whoever gets the most out within 60 seconds, that's their number.
I think we should do 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Okay, I'm in it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And what happens...
I feel uncomfortable shaking my booty at a golf course.
I know, right?
I feel like it's much too fancy.
The guys will like it.
Okay, if you say so. We'll see what kind of applause we get here in a little bit. They'll probably just sit over there like, what?
What are they talking about over there?
Even once we start shaking, they'll probably pick up their drinks and like walk behind the building. Like, we'll just let them finish.
So we should come out here and do like a play on play golf, like play by play. That's what I'm thinking of.
And he approaches the hole.
And he approaches the hole. That was a very nice strike.
Terrible short game out of Ronald today.
Very nice strike, yes. But using the sandpaper and the sandpaper just...
Sandpaper?
Sandpit.
You need to learn terminology first, I think.
Well, I'm not a play-by-play person for golf.
Oh, my God. Sandpaper.
Sandpit.
Yeah, but you said sandpaper like four times before you corrected yourself.
I know.
English.
But what's going to happen is you're going to go and then I'm going to go. And if we end up both getting 9 balls and it's a tie, then we both have to go again. And then instead of 9 balls, then we got to tack on an extra ball, 10 balls, and then so far.
Why don't we do it who gets them all out the fastest, then? Like, what if I take only 40 seconds to get all the balls out?
Well, then...
And you take 41 seconds.
Well, then you win.
Yeah, so why would we need to keep adding balls? That's silly.
No, I'm just saying, in the 60 minutes, if you get all 9 balls out, and I get all 9 balls out...
Yeah, but... Do you see what I'm saying? I don't think you're comprehending what I'm...
Focus.
So, you have a minute to shake your booty.
Yes.
What if I get all my balls out at 30 seconds, but it takes you 40 seconds to get all the balls out? Then I would win, right?
Right.
So then...
But what happens if you get them out in 40 and I get them out in 40?
Oh, well, then that's... Okay, then we'll add balls, but...
Yeah.
I'm just making sure that we know what's going on. All right. This is going to be ridiculous. I can't even.
What the heck was that?
It was supposed to be laughter. I don't know. You made these buttons.
Hey, now.
You did.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Woo! That game is fun. Oh, my God.
A new high score.
What does high score mean? Is that bad? Did I break it?
And games.
Oh, am I up first?
You're going to be up first.
Well, how do I do this with my microphone on?
Well, that's going to be interesting.
I'm going to untangle here. All right. I'll be right back.
All right. So, snipe.
Sorry.
Snap.
Sorry.
Snap.
Things happening.
That's okay.
I had to untangle it.
Untangle it.
Okay. And then, all right. Now
okay.
I plug this back in or we're going to make something explode. All
right. Right. And then I'll be videotaping this size so that the sun doesn't hit or whatever.
Oh, yes. We don't want it to be overexposed.
Overexposed, yes. So there's a string.
Okay. I have this. You brought two very lovely tissue boxes with you.
Yes, I did.
I will take the one with trees on it. You can have the one with the geometric design of sorts.
Okay, so...
You didn't make these belts big enough.
Oh, didn't?
Oh, it's okay.
That's all right.
I'll think skinny thoughts.
So we're going to go ahead and start We're going to get ready and start the...
I have a booty full of ping pong balls. That sounded really dirty. I'm going to shove balls up my booty.
We're going to get ready to... we got this going live here and... The people at home, we've got some listeners from that are that Afghanistan that are tuning in. They're saying,
"Oh, great!"
They're saying, "Hi, Goose."
Hey,
they're saying, "Twerk." It's lonely here in the desert.
Great.
Yeah. All right.
So for your viewing pleasure.
So Brandy is even monitoring. So
Do I have all my balls in there? Okay.
You got all your balls. Hold on, and I'll give you the count. Since I can't do the timer on the phone and the video at the same time.
Okay.
I have to kind of.
I'm like gearing up mentally and physically right now. I feel like I should stretch.
Stretch.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder if we should play some music while we're doing this.
Do you have any like carnival music?
Let's see.
Or the chicken dance? That would be great. The chicken dance?
Let's see if we have some kind of music that we can play here to do this. Here we go.
We have a good one?
We got Twisted Sisters. We're not going to take this. Let's do that one.
That's kind of what I had in mind. You should get the chicken dance on there. Don't you DJ weddings?
Okay.
All right.
On your mark.
Here goes.
Get set.
All right. Well,
trying to do two things at once here.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know, right? What's this guy doing? All right, and go. Go, go, go.
It's hard.
Come on. Twerk, twerk.
It's not working.
It works. You just got to put your back into it.
Why aren't they coming out? Has any of them come out yet?
Not yet.
Oh, my God. This is hard. See, I told you I had to stretch.
You might have a ball come out. No, not yet. Oh, boy.
Where's the timer? Do you have a timer?
Yes, I do.
There's no timer. He's just going to make me do this all afternoon.
No. Keep on doing it. Come on. Got 20 seconds.
Oh, my God.
And you have none in yet. Come on. Oh, cheater. I saw that.
All right, fine.
19 and 20 and time.
Ugh. It's exhausting. I got one. All right, fine. I didn't get any.
You didn't even really get that one because you cheated on that one.
You won't get any.
Okay, we've got...
All right. I didn't get any.
Oh, Brandy's saying...
How did they do it?
Brandy's saying that we're supposed to remove the plastic, but that's not what it says in the directions. That's okay. I'm going to try it. You're going to take this?
Okay. Let me come around the table. Let me get a drink of water. Okay.
Okay.
That was awful. I don't ever want to do it again. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right, untangle your thing.
We got some listeners in
Iraq. Yeah, so... Oh, I'm sorry I'm like breathing into my microphone. I'll put it away from my face so I'm not grossing you all out with my heavy breathing. I'm not hitting on you. I'm just on the radio shaking my booty.
We'll remove the plastic.
And do it all over again?
Yep.
Okay, fine. See, I knew the plastic wasn't supposed to be on there. See, I told
him. Well, we don't know that.
I told him the plastic wasn't supposed to be on there.
We don't know that.
I knew it.
Oh, whatever. We don't know that.
You all untangled there?
Yeah, and the, hold on a second.
Whoops. Yeah, we gotta. I'm not videoing this very well.
Well, okay. That can't be any worse than me.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Good stuff.
When you're ready to play the music, just give me 60 seconds, and we'll we'll go from there. I guess you'll just use the music as your timekeeping
thing. Sure, why not? All right, are we ready, everyone?
I think so.
Are we ready to watch Joel shake his booty? Here we go. All right, ready? Sorry, you made me wait. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Go. Oh no, we got one! Alright. Technically, I think we can stop because he got one, but we're gonna make him keep going. You got like 30 seconds or something. I'm not really sure. I'm not really keeping track. Don't throw out your back, man. All right, you can stop. I think you might have hurt something or someone.
It hurts.
You did get one, though. So the good news is we don't have to do this all over again. But yeah, you got one. Where did it go? It's around here somewhere. I don't know where it went. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the one. Joel wins again. What do you have to say for yourself, winner?
Oh, that hurts.
Why don't you have some of your Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
When you should be drinking water. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Whose idea was this?
Your wife's?
Listeners. Oh, yeah, my wife, yeah.
She comes up with all her games. She's so clever.
Oh, boy. Okay. Huh. Well, now that we've done
that. Thanks, everyone.
How's everybody liking it?
So, everybody says, hilarious, hilarious. Way to go, Joel. You win. Blah, blah, blah. He won't win next week.
Okay. All right, everybody.
Next week,
we're gonna,
I'm choosing the games.
We're going to go back to talking, and we will keep this on, though,
so
that if you guys have any questions.
I have to sit down.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
I think we're getting too old for this thing.
I've only been 40 for one day, and I'm already having hot flashes. Oh,
I think that's the weather. It's like 80 degrees out here right now.
Possibly.
But it's gorgeous.
There we go.
And I'm looking forward to a lovely sunset here at Common Ground Golf Course.
Yes.
It's going to be right over there.
Let me tell you, if you're in the Aurora, Colorado area, this is definitely somewhere that you want to check off your bucket list. Common Ground is one of the very few golf courses in Colorado that has a driving range.
It has
a par 3 course.
Over there.
That's over there. They also have
like a big one.
A chipper. Over here.
Yeah, right over
you
there.
You can practice.
And then
you know, sand
they have
wedges.
The full-on 18 holes.
And it's probably one of the most challenging golf courses.
I've never been here. I'm so excited. I'm going to come here like every week now.
Yeah, they sponsor us. So.
And look how pretty. It's got like flowers everywhere.
Yeah,
and
it's
great. And
they've
got like a little sandwich bar. You can have a snack. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And they even have a little spot. Here, let me show you. They even have a little spot over here where you can clean your shoes. Isn't that amazing? Do they have that at all?
Yeah, they pretty much have that everywhere.
Oh, well, I'm new.
But
so,
I've
never been on a PGA golf tour or anything of the sort. I took lessons when I was a kid, but it didn't take very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well,
golf.
I tell you what. So, me and Goose, we're going to go ahead and catch our breath.
You need
and,
to catch your breath.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm just fine.
We're going to go on. Well, before we go to the music break, we're going to hit the tribute to the troop.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
And then we'll go on a music break. And when we come back during the two-minute warning, there's some stuff that has been going on in the news. And me and Goose will talk about that to kind of...
Yes.
To,
Nothing too serious.
Yeah, nothing too serious.
Just serious enough.
Just serious enough. So,
as serious as I like to make it anyway.
Yes.
Which isn't very... It's not serious at all. Let's just get down. Let's cut to the chase there. Music. Oh, but, no. Tribute first, then music.
Yes. So, we're going to go on music break and tribute. So, whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show right here on MBR and IRN.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy. Today we are honoring Master Sergeant Dennis R. Raby, 37 years old, who passed away on June 12, 2018. He was a Green Beret, a combat driver, and a veteran of the Afghanistan War. Today we salute you, Master Sergeant Raby. Military Brotherhood Radio and the H-Train Show with the Goose send our thoughts and prayers to his family and friends during this difficult time.
Everybody, thank you once again
thank
to
so
Brandy,
much.
Our super producer. We're going to go on a music break, and then it is another, yeah.
We're going to be talking about stuff in a moment. Listen to this song.
Right? Yeah. So, Smash Mouth. Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
show on, get paid, and all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars. Somebody once asked, could I spare some change? Well, guess I need to get myself away from this place. I said, yep, what a concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little change. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules that I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
This is Jeff Olson. I'm a two-time Olympian, and after I retired from sports, I worked on Wall Street and worked in the dot-coms. The last 15 years, I've owned a health food company, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to The H-Train Show with
H-Train
the Goose.
Show with me.
Right here on MBR and IRM, and...
Hi.
I hope you all enjoyed the junk in the trunk.
We certainly did.
Well,
every
speak for yourself. I'm over here having a heart attack.
I have a feeling we're both going to wake up in the morning. I'll probably text you first and be like, dude, are you able to like even get out of bed?
Gosh.
My back's going to be like, dude, what did you do?
Right?
I feel like every time I bust out and like... dance around my kitchen for an evening, I wake up the next morning like that, and just a minute of this I think is equivalent to that. So
yeah, it was definitely Zumba
the workout.
That's
craze.
Zumba.
Yeah, I've actually always wanted to do that, but I'm afraid my lower back will like give out or something, because there's a lot of hip action in Zumba. But I'm not into, like, I would really like to take some kind of workout class, but like I don't feel comfortable doing yoga in groups, because you're literally like mooning each other the whole time.
I don't like doing yoga in groups because I get so relaxed and I accidentally fart.
That has happened to me once, but that's it, and I was by myself, so it was okay.
But
I see what you're saying, though. I'm not comfortable putting my butt in people's face. That's all.
Oh, I see. I don't.
I would
that.
Rather go to the gym like with a group and like, you know, do our workout and then leave as a group and go to like brunch or something.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not really into like, you know, like the classes. I guess I don't know. I took a swim class. That was okay. But you can't really see each other sweat in the swimming pool.
No, you can't. And I learned the hard way during my rehabilitation that going to water aerobics is definitely not a place to pick up on chicks.
Well,
because
they're
all grandmas.
Old.
Yes, I know. Not,
but did you try
it's
anyway?
It's not funny.
It is.
My mom.
I bet you were still like.
My mom's like, come on, there's women at the pool. Let's go at the pool. I go there and I'm like, this is bull crap. You lied to me. What? There's women. I'm like.
They are. She didn't lie to you. They are women.
They're old enough to be my mom. The only hot one was the instructor. And,
well, there you go. Get some. Well, you can't now, but.
Oh, man.
Hey, experience, you know? I don't know. I don't know. There's something in there that is a lesson learned.
Right? Oh, man. So me and Goose are sitting here trying to rack our brain to talk about something, and Goose
the
is
only,
like...
I was on Twitter. There's nothing on there. It's all like... So there's something about dementia, and that didn't seem all that exciting.
No.
So, you know.
And we don't want to talk about politics.
No, and that seems to be all that's on there also.
Yeah. It's usually always politics. I'm so tired of politics. Yeah. It's not even funny.
I don't know. I just want everyone to do their job. That's
and
all.
And then Goose is like, well, we can talk about World Cup. I'm like, I don't know the slightest bit of details.
I know something.
About World Cup.
I know
Cup.
Something really important about the World Cup.
What's
okay,
that?
Everybody pay close attention.
Okay.
It's pronounced soccer. Not football. Soccer. Okay, I'm an American. Shoot me. I actually put that up on Facebook today, and like several people were like, "No, it's football." And I was like, no, football season has not started yet. Sorry. Wah, wah.
You know, in Australia, they call American football.
They call it that in Europe. Oh,
they call it the gridiron in Australia.
Oh. In Europe, they call it American football. Like, not soccer. We're talking actual pigskin football.
Right.
Yeah. So, tomorrow, or not tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm not going to be here. But next week is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Next Monday, Harley Davidson. Be there, because there won't be no snow this time.
Right.
And we'll have a couple more games for you to vote on also. Or maybe I'll just pick one for... Because it always seems like you pick the games and you win them. And that leads me to believe that they're being, they're fixed. And that's why I'm not winning any. The egg thing was a fluke.
Well, this game was kind of a fluke. Maybe Brandy is right. Maybe you had to remove the plastic. But
I'm pretty sure that Brandy was right because that's what I said. So, and I'm never wrong.
Well,
as we've experienced many times on this show, well, never.
You know, I looked all over the internet on how to make a junk in the trunk box, and like, there's.
Well, maybe you were looking. Maybe it's not called junk in the trunk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's called Kleenex box ping pong. Or ping pong, as the Chinese say.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Sun's getting to you, Goose.
We need to go.
We need to go. Well, everybody, before we...
2 minute warning.
Before we head out, it is that time. It is the 2 minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2. Have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, so
we're wrapping up here.
At Common Ground Golf Course here in Aurora, Colorado, a place where all in all game teaches. Definitely a beautiful course. Make sure that you come out here and play at least a par three.
And if you guys are worried about like a good walk gone bad, they have carts, so you don't have to walk.
Well, that all golf courses have golf carts.
That's not true.
It isn't.
There's one back home that was in my town that was a 9-hole golf course. It didn't have one. Any.
Oh.
Yeah. So there.
I did not know that.
So there. And it was only $8 to play.
Only $9?
Yeah.
I don't know how much it is here, actually.
I think you said something like 30 or 40.
No, that was 40 for the green fees, but not for the... par three course.
I don't know.
But
Google it. Common Ground Golf Course.
Right.
I bet they got it all on there.
So tell me, Goose.
Yes?
What did you learn today?
I learned that you have skills with your twerking. More so than you thought.
More like a seizure.
You actually had a ping pong ball fall out of your tuchus. It's right over there. So... you won, so you have skills.
Mm-hmm.
Ta, 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 ta. Well, that should have been what you learned, actually.
Today, I learned that Hold on. We got to hit the air horn. Okay, maybe we're not hitting the air horn. We'll just...
What air horn?
We'll hit that. There we go.
What air... What?
That lets us know that we're finished with you.
Okay.
What I learned today, Goose, was probably be easier if we remove the plastic for next time.
Well, I did suggest that before the show started.
I didn't know.
I'm just giving you crap.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
We'll remember it next time we play, which will be never. So, unless we get really hammered at like a party or something, and then one of us brings it up, which
never.
I'm really hoping that'll never happen. But who knows? Crazier things.
Crazier things. Well, everybody, it is that time.
Military Brotherhood Radio.
You got to pull out of the station now.
Oh, hold up.
What'd you do?
I have no idea what I did. I went to do what I was supposed to do, and it came up something pretty much. So, all right, here we go. Well, that's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast will be available right after we get off the air today. And don't forget to listen to our reruns on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on MBR. And Sundays on IRNBroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And once again, we are here for you, not for us. We are giving our veterans a voice.